Overlooking the Coast in Bali in Indonesia, the latest from podnews.net. Podcast app CastBox has announced integration with Waze, a popular navigation service. Drivers can now listen to their favourite podcasts on CastBox while navigating to their destination with the Waze app. In New Zealand, one in three people listen to podcasts every week. That's according to figures released by RNZ and Acast. The figures also claim that listening has doubled in the past 10 months. The Google Podcasts Creator Program has announced their new round of teams who will be participating in the program, including six independent podcast production teams from Brazil, India, Spain, Lebanon, Colombia, and the US. Podcast Movement have published their full speaker schedule. The event is in mid-August in Orlando in Florida in the US and will be there. The organisers have also announced 20 scholarship recipients. Lipstick and Vinyl are sponsoring the Society, Culture and Advocacy track, ensuring a place for diverse voices to speak at the conference, they tell us. The company has 14 podcasts. Magellan have released May's top US podcast advertisers. ZipRecruiter is still number one. Podtrac have also released May's top US podcasts. The proprietary opt-in data claims that The Daily is at number one, This American Life at number two, and Stuff You Should Know is at number three. US radio broadcaster Emmis Communications has invested an undisclosed amount into Los Angeles-based Sound That Brands, a branded podcast company. Radio Public are working to expand Latin American podcasting, partnering with a podcast platform in Chile called Subela Radio. NPR and Edison Research are unveiling their new Smart Audio Report on June 25th at 2 o'clock Eastern. You can register for the free webinar in a link, which you'll find in our episode notes and our newsletter. It'll be presented by Tom Webster and Joel Zuckerman. Post-production company Resonate Recordings have announced a sister company, Black Mountain Media, which will focus on pre-production aspects of podcasting, such as content creation and development of new shows. The company's first podcast is Culpable, in partnership with Tenderfoot TV. Further to our recent mention of the new Pushkin Industries podcast for Luminary, UK podcast producers Chalk and Blade contact us with the news that they're producing a total of three shows for Pushkin this year, two for Luminary, and a further title for the Rockefeller Foundation. The company is also working with other US networks. Marshall Louis from Wondery has been interviewed by Music Ally. This really is its own medium, he says, of podcasting. Audio Boom is to spend $4 million on new podcasts, according to a piece that we discovered in Prolific London Today. One Voice, One Mic is a new film documentary about the rise of podcasting. It'll be released on Amazon Prime on International Podcast Day, September the 30th, and it's screening at festivals before then. We link to a trailer today. Spotify Watch, since the company released the Your Daily Drive playlist in the US, both NPR News Now and PRI's The World Audio Segments feed, snappy title, both went to the top of the top podcasts chart on the service. The Daily was already there. Multitude Live is an event for you in the Bell House in New York City. It's this Friday night, and they'll be showcasing segments of their most beloved shows and trying out new live-only formats. And we mentioned a bunch of new podcasts today. It's almost as if we had 4 hours to go through our email, isn't it? Blinded Faith, a new podcast from VoiceWorks and Social Chain. The CBC have launched Chosen Family, their first long-form interview podcast. The Barneys podcast is back from the luxury retailer with a new host, journalist and activist Noor Taghouri. Bleeped is all about censorship and some of the times when people have been censored and when they've fought back. And Side Door from the Smithsonian and PRX has kicked off a new season looking at the museum. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.